Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Wolfie D. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Wolfie.
Hey, this is Jimmy Street, host of the Live and in Color with Wolfie D podcast. Hear the life and times of professional wrestler Wolfie D, from his time in the territories with PG-13 to his time in WWE, ECW, WCW, TNA, and more. Nothing is off limits and nothing will be held back. Thanks again for tuning in. Here he is, Wolfie D.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome once again to Live and in Color with Wolfie D and my man Jimmy across the street. Now, Jimmy, this is so awkward. We always got a game plan and I know what's going on because I usually book the guests or we, you know, come together on an idea for a show without a guest. And this week you're kayfabing me. And because, I mean, I gave you the book, you know, I said, I don't want to book this no more, man. Right. You book it. This is like your third week booking and now you've totally kayfabed me on this week. So what in the absolute fuck are you doing?
Yeah. I mean, is there like a rule that you can't kayfabe the world champ? Is that the deal? Like,
I don't think that's possible.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So fair enough. So anyway, you gave me the book. I got Boris. I got Bob. Mm-hmm. And then now it's birthday. I think you made a joke about that before we were recording.
Yeah, and the birthday's coming up. So
So it's the Wolfie present. As everybody saw in the pictures. Yes, it's
Wolfie's be a special guest
50th birthday celebration. Okay, so now while I don't have all the connections that you have, or no, I do have several connections. So. Yeah. You know, we'll get through this intro. I'll come back and we'll see what happens. But it's going to be nice. You're really going to like it, man. I mean,
now, this reminds me when you said that, it reminds me of an angle that me and Brian Christopher did way back when.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because we had won the titles and we were, you know, baby faces or whatever. And we won the tag straps. And so I come out and I'm like, man, Brian, I got something for you, man. You're gonna love this, man. You're going to love it. And you deserve it, Brian. He's like, oh, don't be doing that, man. You ain't got to do that. And, you know, Corey and Lance or, you know, I remember Brian goes, Corey, don't you be trying to get none of what I got. No.
What did Corey say?
Can't remember. It's on YouTube.
Yeah. No, I just thought.
So you I go to the back. So I go to the back, and then all of a sudden I'd come back out the hillside with a trash can and slam it over his head, and I pull all the trash, and it's legit trash in there, man.
Yeah.
I think Brian picked it up on his way in, like different shit or from his house or something. But I put yogurt on him, and he had to lay there knocked out forever. It, like, you know, and I got celery putting it in his face and all kinds of stuff. But I got something for you because you deserve it, Brian.
So that is one of your 16 USWA tag team.
It is
championships, but not the 15 with PG-13. So there's always that asterisk, right? Because Jamie's
actually had it with his dad, didn't he?
Yes, Jamie has 16, but one with his dad, and then 15 with you. So it's always weird because you're like 16 time USWA tag team champion, 15 time. USWA PG-13 anyway, but
who knows? That means we got beat 15 times, dude.
And you know what I think is cool? And I know y'all brought them out there, but I think that Dante and Mephisto are one time. And I love that, man. I pop for that, man. But so that was the tag team just all to lead up to an angle for you and Brian? Was that the whole
deal? I don't remember if it was like a spur of the moment thing or what. I can't remember, but
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, that's funny, man. Y'all go check that out. I'll post that on the channel coming up soon. Y'all need to check that out.
So you're not going to slam a trash can over my head, right?
No, I'm definitely not slamming a trash can over your head. And actually, I think when it comes down to it, I mean, being that it's your birthday and, you know, what do you get the Wolfie that has everything?
The Wolfie.
You know what I'm the well, what do you get the Wolfie that has anything he needs at his beck and call due to his adoring fans? And
I don't get anything for my birthday anymore. I know.
Me, it's a legit deal.
The less you get.
I know, bro. It's like
It's lucky that anybody even says happy birthday to me, other than the gratuitous Facebook happy birthday. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
That's all nice and everything, other than people call you and say happy birthday or
text,
anything like that. I mean, that's cool, you just don't get much anymore. But I can't believe I made it to 50, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that can't believe it either.
Well, and you know, I want to point out something, because it's so funny that you have a birthday right now, because my birthday, as it was last week. So our show was one day ahead of my birthday. And mm-hmm. So exactly, I went through the same thing. And yes, it is very ironic that Wolfie and I have a birthday so close. It's not like we planned that. We didn't know that when I didn't say, hey, Wolfie, hold on. Before we start this podcast, let me check what's your birthday again? I got to make sure, you know. So it's true that you and I both have a same. So I'm getting your gift as people are wishing me birthday wishes. So it's just funny that I tell you what, give me just a second. I'm going to go. Let's take a break. How about that? Okay. You want to take a quick break?
Yeah, I'll take a break.
Yeah. And I'll be right back
with a guest,
with your birthday,
or a top 10 or what? What are you coming back with?
With your birthday gifts, plural. Gifts. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You trust me?
I'm intrigued.
Okay. Not trusting, but intrigued. I like it.
I don't trust anybody. But
that's right. That's the way to be, man. I'm 100% with that. All right. We'll be right back after these messages with a birthday gift or gifts for Wolfie D.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey folks, to get your official Live and in Color with Wolfie D merchandise, go to prowrestlingtees.com/livewolfied. Check it out.
If you're listening to Live and in Color with Wolfie D on Apple Podcast and like what you're hearing, go ahead and leave a 5-star rating. And while you're at it, write a review. Tell us what you liked. Tell us what you'd like to hear in the future. It's very important to us and always appreciated. Thanks again.
All right, we are back. And usually I'm going to tell you who the guest is, but I don't think we have one. So, Jimmy, it's time to shit or get off the pot, bro. What are we doing here?
Okay, so here's the thing. We actually do have guests. You just don't. Yeah. So you just don't know who we have. So, you know, obviously, what do you get the man who has everything, right? Fine jewelry.
I can name a bunch of shit you could get me.
Fine jewelry, nice clothes, you know, a podcast with a different host, maybe. No, I'm just kidding. But what I did is I knew it would be you know how we talk about this all the time, right, Wolfie D? Mm-hmm. We say, you know, first of all, you know, it's hard to get you and I together on our schedule sometimes. And then when we add a guest in, that adds a third one. And then if we add a fourth and sometimes even a fifth, that really adds to the chances of it actually happening and the recording actually happening go down.
Right.
So what I have been doing.
And wrestler time, man, wrestler time.
Oh, dude. Yes. That's a totally different, you know, rich in the works. So what I've done is I've worked my butt off trying to make this one of the best birthday celebration episodes ever. So, you know, obviously, today is not your birthday, the 4th, unless you are listening to this on the 7th, and it actually is his birthday. And I even toyed with the idea of delaying it to the 7th, but I just think, here's the thing. I've been to, you know, like, let's go out to eat for dinner. Well, it's like a week away. My birthday's like a week. Well, we want to go out tonight, you know?
Yeah.
So it is your birthday celebration. So, Wolfie, first off, man, I love you. I've had a blast on this podcast.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, brother. And this is my and several others' gift to you. So the very first person who would like to wish you a very happy birthday, you have to start the show with this guy. So here we go.
Known worldwide as Wolfie D of PG-13. I know him as Kelly Warren Wolf. Hey, can you believe it? Now, there's not a lot of people I'm around these days that's younger than me, as I turned 62 3 days after Wolfie D's birthday, and he turned, can you wait for it? Wait for it. Can you believe it? Wolfie D, after all the bumps, after all the chairs, after all the partying, all the stuff that goes into the wrestling business, Wolfie D, Kelly Warren Wolf, is 50 years old. Folks, if you were in a cave and didn't watch the era of PG-13 and the era of Wolfie D in Memphis wrestling, this guy was a top talent. This guy made memories. This guy made memories not only for himself, but for me and for all the wrestling fans. This guy wrestled in almost every wrestling promotion known to man. This guy absolutely is a superstar. This guy is a great professional wrestler. He is a great Memphis wrestler. If you look up a picture of Memphis wrestlers in the dictionary, an example of Wolfie, a picture of Wolfie D pops up, because he is classic Memphis wrestling, classic pro wrestling, and a longtime great friend of mine that made me look like a brilliant, brilliant wrestling mind, thanks to Wolfie D and PG-13. Quick little drop in to say, on your 50th birthday, happy birthday, Wolfie D.
Yeah, wow. So, that's a hell of a promo from Randy there.
I'm saying, Randy came with the heat on that one, man. He definitely, and you know, we had to start with him, right? I mean, you know, there's so many.
How many of these do you got, man?
I just sit back and relax, bro. It's your birthday. Shut up, all right? So
that was a hell of a, man, I don't know if, yeah, he put me over, man. And hell, he knows I appreciate him. Although we did make him look fucking brilliant. Randy's got a great mind for the business. And if it wasn't for Randy, either may not know the name PG-13 or Wolfie D. So, yeah, man, that was nice. Thank you. That was nice. Thank you, Randy. Thank you, Jimmy, for... I'm assuming you have more of these. Yeah.
No, that was actually it, man. Very That's touchy. All that I could that was get. Good.
Just Randy.
Yeah. That's all I could get, bro. I'm sorry.
Y'all tune in next week.
Yes. Now, the next guy that I've got, seriously, you know, this guy, we've talked about him several times. You've mentioned him so many times, especially from your start in the business. So let's go ahead and bring this guy onto the show here.
All right. Hey, Warren. It's your 50th birthday. Who would thought I've known you over 40 years? It's incredible, isn't it, buddy? Been through some good times, some bad times. Hopefully we'll have a lot more good times. I pray blessings on you and your family, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
So you know who that is.
The Rickster.
The Rickster. Yeah.
He don't like me. What'd he do that for?
Nah, he loves you, dude. It's you that don't love him.
That's what he always says about me.
I know. Don't love me. I know.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate that. That was nice. Actually, that's funny because as you just sit here and I've got to thinking when you put Randy on there, I'm like, oh Lord, who all is he gonna have do this? That one didn't cross my mind. I didn't know Rick would be on here. That's nice. Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it. You should call me sometime.
Seriously, that is my goal in life, to get y'all together. But the next guy. This guy needs no introduction. You'll know him directly from his voice, but I know that you've talked about how much you respect him. This guy I absolutely respect is probably one of the greatest professional wrestlers I've actually known personally. So let's go ahead and go with this one here. So,
hey, Wolfie, it's Chris Michaels. Happy birthday, you old ass man. Now, you and I are both lucky and blessed to see 50 years old. And with the way that we live, to be able to see 50, the next 50 should be a piece of cake for both you and me. But I just wanted to send you a line and tell you happy birthday, man. I hope you enjoy it. Love you, bro.
Chris Michaels. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I mean, me and Chris, I can see it in my head, man. When Chris and I first met, we were both, 16, 17 years old, and Hartsville, Tennessee. Me and him were doing stuff that nobody else could do. That's for sure on the card.
Yeah,
and we're talking, older men and shit. Yeah. Been business a while. Me and Chris are out there doing. He's doing Frankensteiners on me and all kinds of mess, man. So that's cool, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, Chris is great, and we're glad that he was a part of this because, honestly, I know that from the start, he was such an important part of your life. So very cool, very cool. Y'all are both wet behind the ears trying out moves on each other. I love it. I wish I could have been there for those days, man. That would have been incredible to see.
I got pictures. I just don't
have. I know. Yeah. Yeah. No video, though, right?
A video.
Yeah. All right. These next two, this is a duo here. Now, it's not because they're a tag team. It's because – well, you'll hear. It's a father and a son, and honestly, they're awesome. I know they're very important to you as well. So,
the folks here, LTN,
Tony, and we want to wish our friend Wolfie D a very happy
birthday.
Happy birthday, Air Wolf.
And that's a shoot, Pally.
That's awesome, man. I had to pull that one off.
Dude, you know how they kayfabe, but bro, when I say Wolfie's 50th, people start to do stuff, man. It's just, it's pretty cool, right? But LT and Tony, let's talk about them a minute. Obviously, Tony's talking about on his episode with us, which we got to get him back sometime. This, Tony's saying something like, I remember you from the cab stand, in those days and stuff. Yeah. So, and then, of course, LT, you worked for him. And
little kid, man. I mean, seriously.
Exactly.
Kid when I first met him. So they're so funny, man. They're the spitting images of each other, man. Straight up.
Yeah.
Good people. And just listen when you're standing in front of them and they're talking to you and the hand jives and all that mess. It's hilarious.
I know, bro. I know. They are. And they are the classic guys. And if you don't know anybody like this, go find somebody that does this. They talk in promo and we love it. They're just wrestlers, dude. They're just great people and great wrestlers. And I've worked for them. You've worked for them. You've worked with them, fun people. And like I said, Tony was an awesome guest, one of our top 10 guests of all time. So thank you. Yeah. All right. So this next guy needs no introduction. Obviously, also one of our former guests. I think you might see a pattern here, but this guy's awesome. You'll hear it.
Kelly Warren Wolf. Wolfie D, one half of PG-13. Were you the good half or the bad half? I'll leave that for y'all to decide, you and the wrestling fans. This is none other than downtown good-looking Bruno from Walls, Mississippi. I understand that you're about to turn half a century old. Well, I'm already beating you by 8 years, so if you can live as long as me, you'll be okay. But in the meantime, brother, you're a great guy. You're a tremendous talent in the ring. You're not nearly as handsome as me, but, what can I say? Who is? Maybe Brad Pitt, possibly, or Tom Cruise. But you're a damn good guy. I'm proud to be your friend. I'm proud to know you. I'm proud to have worked with you for the last umpteen years on and off. And, hey, I hope I'm doing this again when you turn 75, which means I'll be, Lord, I can't even think, 25 years, 58, 60, I'll be 83. So, yeah, let's do this again in 25 more years. Let's make sure we're both still here for that. God bless you, my friend. And, hey, don't ever forget, it's like Mama says, it bees that way sometimes.
Oh, man, Bruno's awesome, dude.
That's awesome, yeah. At first, I was like, I couldn't place it. And, yeah, I mean, of course, I know the voice, but at first, it took me a minute, man. It was so, oh, that was awesome, man. Yeah, I appreciate that one, too. I mean, this is becoming pretty humbling there, Jimmy. Thank you, man. This is very cool. Thank you, Bruno. That was awesome.
Dude.
I don't know that I'll make it to the 75, but I'll try for you, Bruno.
I mean, some guys are asking you to make it to 100. Chris Michaels, man. I mean, golly. Yeah.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, that's a tall order there, Chris Michaels. But anyway, well, we got our next guy. And this guy, let's just say he is the Memphis referee.
Hey, Wolfie D, Jerry Calhoun here. I want to wish you a wonderful 50th birthday. Great milestone. Looks like you're doing an outstanding job on your podcast. I wish you and your family the best and safest of holidays. Take care.
Man, yeah. Jerry's knocking them all out right there, brother. He's like, holidays, birthday.
Yeah, birthday,
holiday. I love it, man. No, he's super cool. He was actually the first guy I got that came back and replied really? With something. Yeah, he was like, how can I record this? And I said, however you want to. You want to shoot a video? And he's like, I got an idea. And he called me, and I answered it. He said, no, I was going to leave a voicemail. And I said, oh, okay, well, let me hang up and not answer your call. Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, that's awesome, man. Man, you're doing a good job, Jimmy. That's funny.
I appreciate it, brother. Trying, man, you know. But, you know, I'd sent out quite a few texts. I think some numbers may have changed and stuff, so I don't know that everybody got them. But I did my best. This next one here, I got to – yeah, you're gonna pop for this one. So I think you called him maybe Rerun.
Wolfie D, what's up, man? It's E-Ron Hatchett. Wanted to wish you a happy birthday for me and Diane both, man. I hope you're having a great day. Welcome to the Silver Club. That means you are too old now to swing a hubcap, so I don't have to worry about that anymore. Man, I hope you're going to have a great day, man. Love you much, bro.
Yeah.
I'll never be too old to swing a hubcap, by God.
That is not ever going to happen, right? Come on.
I've known Eron and his wife for quite some time, man. Yeah.
Yeah. So I had him on the Give Me Back My Pro Wrestling podcast, and I brought you up, and he quoted you as saying he thinks of you as one of his best friends in the business, man. So
there's a lot to that story, and Eron's a good man.
Yeah, I think the world of Eron, okay? He's absolutely on par. And honestly, I thought, you know, he had a fun career, and I think he, you know, was a very talented wrestler, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So this next one actually probably might be my low-key favorite, okay? And I did do a little post-production work on it to make it even better, but I think you'll respect the extra level of production I did for this one here. So,
okay, Louisville Gardens, this is your main event of the evening. It's 2 out of 3 falls, loser leaves town. In this corner, hailing from not the past, not the future, but right damn now, weighing in at way too heavy on your shoulders is old age. And his opponent, weighing in at 235 pounds from Nashville, Tennessee, he is one half of the tag team champions PG-13. Ladies and gentlemen, Sir Wolfie D. You know, Wolfie, years ago, when I used to introduce you, it seemed like maybe I was just 10 or 12 years older than you. But hell, now we're both the same age. Weird, huh? Congratulations, my friend. Wishing you the best and many, many more. I'm Dean Hill. See you at ringside.
Yeah, man.
That's great.
Dean Hill's awesome, man.
That's great. And yes, your post-production was really good.
I mean, you got a hell of a pop right there, bro.
I did.
Yeah.
That was Road Warrior pop, wasn't it?
Exactly. You know what's funny is I actually looked for the Road Warrior pop.
Did you?
Yes, I did. But I could not separate it from the music. You know what I'm saying? There was no just straight like screaming. They had the music involved. And I was like, I don't want to play, you know, like I didn't want to play that, even though I'm always open to that, you know.
Yeah.
But
thank you, Dean.
Yeah. Dean's awesome. Dean is incredible. Now, you know, Dean is the voice of honestly, you know, Louisville, man.
Yeah. To me,
you know, and I hope he gets all the love that he deserves, because he's definitely one of the goats for sure on that microphone. Yeah, well, this next one, I think let's just let the story play, and then you'll understand why this one is important.
Wolfie D, brother, happy birthday. I love you with all my heart, man. You know, when I found out it was your birthday, the first thing that hit me, oh, and by the way, you don't have to call me Spellbinder. You can call me what Jamie used to call me, chicken and bread. Remember, all I want is the chicken and the bread, nothing else, just chicken and bread. Those were the times where it was me, you, Jamie Dundee, Mike Anthony, and the two midgets in that, I think it was a 1980 Camaro, man, Z28, that we drove all over Tennessee, Kentucky, Arkansas, Mississippi, you name it. We were all stuffed in there, and we were hitting all the towns. And, man, you know, that's when you knew you either loved the business or needed to be in it, you know. But, man, I hope you have many more. Hope everything's going well, brother. I love you with all my heart, and have a happy birthday, brother.
Old Spelly.
And, yeah, that was a 92 Camaro. It was the IROX.
Oh, dude. Love it. The IROX Z, man. That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike had that. He had a blue one. And then me and one of my mini exes had the teal green one.
Ah, okay. Gotcha. Yeah, I remember that. Those colors were nice, man.
Yeah.
It looked good on those cars, dude. Really did. Yeah.
But yeah,
chicken and bread.
Sitting there, man. Chicken and bread. KFC. Yeah, I take one of those rotisserie chickens, just the chicken and the bread. I don't want nothing else.
No carbs.
It's no rice. No,
yeah.
Chicken and the bread.
Just no carbs, basically, except for the bread. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, well, this next guy, he's definitely one of – I know he got to know you in the later USWA days, but also you all got to go to – y'all probably were together in several other promotions. But, you know, now I think he likes to arrest people. So he's not the big boss man, but he is a bull.
Wolfie D, the big 5-0. Hey, brother, let me tell you, I'm 5 years ahead of you, 55, getting old. You got to be tough. I know you are. I know you'll ace this thing. But, hey, man, I'm just glad we all made it to 50, right? Hey, man, thanks. You and Jamie were some of the coolest guys when I first went to Memphis, you know, and I really appreciate that. And, you know, always enjoyed working with you the little bit we got, and, you know, just enjoyed hanging out with you and talking to you. And, man, it was a hell of a ride, wasn't it? Have a happy birthday, brother. Love you. Take care of yourself. You know, see you down the line.
Old bull.
Buchanan, Barry Buchanan. What was that story he told us? What was it? Jump out. What was it?
Slingshot.
That's it.
That's wild.
That was one of the best stories on our podcast.
Literally, yeah. one of the best. I actually made a little video of that, and
yeah,
that was very cool, very hilarious video, and very original, because we haven't had a lot of police officers on, you know.
So, yeah.
Not a lot of people that could pull that off, you know. So.
You're getting some good ones here, man. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, buddy. I hope I still have even more better ones here, because we've got. I hope I have more better ones. Yeah, I was sorry. I hope I have better ones, or the bestest, or whatever. Anyway, here we go. The next one, you may have a prescription, and it would be written by this guy. who's, I would say, a heavenly body.
Hey, Wolfie D, this is Dr. Tom Pritchard wishing you a happy 50th birthday. Who knew that you or me would live this long? But, I mean, half a century is not a bad deal, man. I love you, and I hope you have the best birthday ever. Happy 50th, Wolfie.
Yeah.
Wow. The fucker won't answer my text, but he'll send me a happy birthday message.
And he answered the very
every
first
time I text him, he never answers.
Really?
I swear. I just messaged him probably 3 days ago.
He's kayfabing you. Yes.
He always kayfabes. The doctor kayfabes.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Well, John Richards.
That's so weird because he replied immediately to me. It was like,
I'm just saying. Okay with the happy birthday. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
I was surprised he replied. I really was, because I just didn't expect it. So, but anyway, I'm happy that he did. And yeah, Dr. Tom's awesome. You know, very, very. I remember, you know, I've called Dirty White Boy one of the villains of my childhood, but he was too, for sure. So, all right, this next guy, you got to meet a little later on after the PG-13 run had been rolling on. You had worked in different promotions at this point, but this one was probably, I would consider, I guess, a little extreme.
Wolfie D, what's going on, man? It's Hall of Famer Devon Dudley here. You and I know each other very well. As a matter of fact, we've been in the ring several times in ECW. But I gotta say, one of the times that we were in the ring together, you made some uncandid comments about my mama. Now, I don't know if you know this, but going to Dudleyville, making comments that were wrong, hurtful, and not the truth, can get you 3D'd. And I think that happened when you made those comments. But remember, the Dudleys never forget. And if I ever get the opportunity to get you back in that ring, you and your partner, I think a 3D is in both of y'all's future. I'm sitting up here at Crunch Gym, working out, 50 years old, it's no joke, man. I'm 51 and it ain't no joke, brother. Let me tell you, you have to stay hard in here, go strong, and do what you got to do to keep those bones going. And I think you know that already. You and I had a talk. But listen, man, happy 50th birthday and many, many more. I hope to still be doing this for you at your 100th birthday party and reunion. You take care, my brother. I love you very much and stay safe. Happy birthday, Wolfie.
Sally, he was in the middle of the street.
He was actually in a gym.
I know.
In a video. And it was like, yeah, it was very hard to take out that.
Him and Chris want me to live to 100, man.
I know. So far, they're the two that really want you around at 100, I guess, so he can 3D you when you're 100.
Yeah. And see, he keeps forgetting. I didn't say nothing about his mama. That was Jamie.
Yeah,
I just laughed.
Yeah, you're the one that had to take the punishment, apparently, for Jamie's talk.
And yes, I did have to take the finish.
So. Yeah, so there you go. Yeah.
Thank you, Devon.
Yeah, Devon's incredible, man. This next one, I think this next one is probably as informative and very something. I mean, it's honestly very, it's something you could take and say, okay, that's good advice. Not only is it a great guy, but it's actually some great advice for a 50-year-old. So here we go. You're probably going to want to take out the trash after this.
So in this day of 1973, Mama D gives birth to a strapping wolf pup that she had to give the human name of Kelly. So throughout the years, Kelly has survived to now make it the Big 50. You're the Big 50, Wolfie D. Let me tell you a few things you still have left to look forward to. You are only now 12 years away from early Social Security, and in 5 more years, you start getting senior discounts at all the restaurants, my friend. So don't worry, there's still life left. Happy birthday, Kelly. My man, Sir Wolfie D. I love you, brother. TPT. Have a good day, my man.
Only 5 years and I get the senior discount? Seriously?
Yeah, bro. Seriously.
Oh, man.
I know.
I got to live at least to get that.
Yeah. Do I get the free coffee at McDonald's yet or Hardee's or whatever? Golly. Yeah.
That's funny, man. Thank you, Trailer Park.
Yeah, he's a great dude. And honestly, he's one of the guys, he's probably one of the favorite people that we've interviewed that I've gotten to know, man. He really, he is honestly, and he just loves I think he really loves doing podcasts too, man. He's definitely, and we're so happy that he did ours twice in a row, you know?
Yeah.
Well, this next guy, I tell you, you've known him by several different names, but he got famous with one name, and he actually, I'll just let it play here.
Hey, Wolfie D, it's Eugene. Somebody told me that you're going to be 50 years old. Wolfie D's got a birthday coming up. He's going to be 50 years old. Happy birthday, Wolfie. I grew up in Louisville, Kentucky, and I watched USWA every Saturday. I went down to the Louisville Gardens to see a bunch of shows, and I first saw Wolfie D on USWA TV. I paid money to see Wolfie D. And then I met him. We were on an indie show somewhere in Tennessee, and Cyberpunk Fire was booked, and I got to meet Wolfie D. I even wrestled Wolfie D one time. I think he beat me, but what the heck? It was all good. Happy birthday, Wolfie. Yay!
Yes.
Hey, man, seriously, man, Nick's a good dude, man. Like, I remember, you know, when he was just breaking in, young, you know, good looking baby face, good kid, man, and turned out to obviously be one heck of a wrestler, man.
Oh, definitely one heck of a wrestler, but also just, you know, I'll be honest, man. He was like so proactive about getting me this video.
Really?
And yeah, he was. He was like, I tell you what, it's, you know, the holidays are coming up, but I will get you directly after the holidays. If you remind me, I will get it done. And I sent him a text the day after Thanksgiving. And he was like, I'm on it. And the video was there in like 5 minutes. So, yeah.
And he always tells that story of it because he legitimately, he used to, he'd tell everybody, I paid money to watch Wolfie D.
He was a fan, man. You know,
yeah,
and that's cool whenever, you know, you get to know people that were fans of you and then they become, you know, peers. Yeah. It's pretty cool, man. Very cool. And he, I remember when we had him on the show, he talked about that too. So very cool guy. This next guy might be one of my favorite human beings ever. He's a long time professional wrestler, has been doing it as long as, you know, anybody has, honestly, that's active. And he actually honestly just recently wrestled in Winston-Salem with Violent J. And he's also one of the nicest men in pro wrestling. I gotta know, he's gotta have a dark side somehow, but maybe that's in his past. But anyway, I think this guy is number one in my book.
Wolfie D, this is Mr. Number One, George South. Listen, I must love you a whole lot. I just left my gimmick table long enough to come and wish you a very happy 50th birthday, my friend. Wolfie, I love you, my brother. I think I've known you 30 of those 50 years. And man, I love you to death, and I hope it's the best birthday that you ever have, man. Mr. Number One, George South, loves you, Wolfie D. Happy birthday, buddy.
That's cool. Left his gimmick table. I feel very fucking privileged.
You should. You know that. Yeah. God bless George South, but that man is a gimmick table king, you know? And nothing wrong with that, you know?
No, absolutely not. He's just one of those old school guys, man. The carnies, man. They can, they'll take the money out your hand before you know it.
Yes. Yeah, and then they'll be signing a picture and you'll be buying some, but he'll also give you a Bible. That's something different about
him. True story.
Not everybody else is the same, but anyway.
Let's take a quick time out and get a word from one of my dope ass sponsors, and we'll be right back with more Live and in Color with Wolfie D.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Support for Live and in Color with Wolfie D is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped recently launched the Ultimate Men's Hygiene Bundle, the Performance Package. Join over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code WOLFIE at manscaped.com. If my math's correct, that's about 8 million balls.
Hey folks, this is Wolfie D here, and if you are looking to buy or sell a home in Tennessee or Southern Kentucky, you're going to want to call my buddy, the rock star realtor, Benji Bowie. And you say, Wolfie, how do I get in touch with this rock star? Well, you can call him directly at 615-390-8216. You can go to his website, BowieHomes.com, that's B-U-I-E, homes.com, or you can email him at BenBowie34@gmail.com. When you need a home, you need the Rockstar Realtor.
Benji is a member of Exit Realty's Garden Gate team in Gallatin, Tennessee.
So this next guy, he really feels like you have done him wrong. And I think he's one of the most easily underrated wrestlers of all time as far as shoulda, coulda, woulda. A lot of the big names quote him, especially somebody like a Randy Orton. He's very important to OVW, but also very important to you. And he's going to – I think he's going to wish you a happy birthday, but he's also going to lay it on you here too.
Who would have ever believed that on December 7th, 1973, when the clouds darkened and the lightning was striking, that there would be some little monster being born? And that monster became on to terrorize the wrestling world, especially me, because of all the receipts that I've gotten, you say they're accidents, but man, you must be accidental prone, because I got a scar back here. I got a scar over here. You name it. I don't even know if I should even be saying this, but congratulations, Wolfie D, on being able to turn 50. Some of us didn't wonder if it's going to make it that long, and myself, I didn't think I'd make it this long. But anyways, happy birthday. Hope it's a good one. Let's make it another 50 years, and we'll have one more match. Happy birthday.
He always says I beat him up. He beat me up, man.
So did you hear the Freudian slip there? He said you gave him receipts. So that must mean that he
gave them to me first. Right?
Exactly. I think.
But I love how the clouds darkened. And
I know.
He's born a monster.
Born a monster. Yes.
That's hilarious.
Great. Yeah, he's great.
Thank you, Flash. But and there's another one that wants me to make it to 100. But
Yes. And also is surprised you made it to 50. That's a telling tale there, Wolfie D.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised.
So many people are surprised you made it to 50.
And let's just be honest, the 7th is not here yet.
Exactly. It's 3 more days we got. Okay. All right. Somebody put some bubble wrap on you and like a heart monitor or something. That's not, you know, we hope. Well, this next guy, you know, if you're not living right, you are sinning.
Wolfie D, my man, happiest of birthdays. We better slash off a few years because you're looking pretty weathered. You know what I mean? Slash, you get it? Get what I meant? Happy birthday, brother. I love you. You don't look a day over 49 and a half, my friend. I loved watching you when I was a kid on the moving picture box. You wrestling Moses and Methuselah and Elvis and Hitler and zombies. I loved watching you when I was a little kid on that black and white television. So anyway, my man, I love you. All jokes aside, all clowning around aside, I love you. I love you. I love you. Happy 50th birthday, brother.
Yeah. On the moving picture box.
I know, you gotta love that. It's like, yeah, you wrestled God, Methuselah, Moses,
Elvis,
Hitler.
They were all okay. Pretty good matches.
Yeah, I'm sure they told a story, right? That's all that matters.
I let them through.
You didn't put over Hitler, surely to God.
No.
You know, the first match you did, but you did a return in the cage where you actually took him out, right?
So, yeah.
There's no good joke there. I'm just going to move on from that one. But yeah, Sin's cool, man. He was also one of the first ones to get back. He was like, okay, when can I record it? And I'm like, brother, anytime. Here's how you can do it. All right, call me now. And I'm like, okay, I like your style. So one of the very first. It's awesome. Thank you, Sin. Old Sinner. All right. This next one, I'm going to just let him talk.
My. The turn of a century. A half a century, if you will. It's Sir Wolfie D. He is truly a sir. His 50th birthday. Well, happy birthday. Happy 50th birthday, Wolfie D. This is Derek, by God, great and great king. Man, I can't believe you made the 50. Now I'm hoping I make it to 50. But, hey, you deserve all the well wishes you can get. Hey, man, happy birthday. Have a good one.
Derek King. Got to love it.
man, Derek, he's another one that, like Nick, you know, he was a fan back in the day and then got in and turned out to be a good friend, man. Actually, really, yeah, good.
Derek,
wrestler.
Yeah, what's funny is Nick said, hey, man, you got to get Derek King. And I was like, I've already sent him a text. But it took a few days to get it from Derek and a few replies and a few reminders and stuff. Yeah. But he was always wanting to do it. It was like just not a good time whenever I was getting to him. But anyway, yeah, he got it in. And I think it was a great message for you, man. So,
yeah, Derek and I have had some fun times, man. Funny guy. And, he's like me. He likes that drink.
What are you gonna do, right?
Yeah.
All right, this next one, this guy kind of came in at the same time I did. I like this guy. He's a laid back guy. He's very good, and I think he would have been in any time frame of wrestling. I think he would have been a great referee and could have been used anywhere if he would have been around. So here it is.
This is referee Doug Markham, and I would like to wish Wolfie D a very happy 50th birthday. Here's to 50 more.
These 50 more, guys.
I know. Everybody wants you to live to 100. And let me just say, let it just be known, I would love for you to be at 100. And I will even not make you have to do the podcast that whole time. So, yeah.
Oh, Doug, man. Good guy, man. And if anybody's seen the drawing that I did of the Spider-Man and the Green Goblin wrestling each other, and then the referee, that's Doug in the picture.
Yeah, Doug is awesome. And like I said, Doug and I came in around the same time. Actually, we showed up the same night at Saw, and I was like, what are you doing here? And he's like, oh, here. And I was like, okay, cool. Nice to meet you, man. Awesome. You know, so a good referee is a very important guy, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And if you're good one. He is very good. And honestly, I feel like had he started a little earlier or been around a little longer, he could have probably even done some more stuff. I definitely feel like that. Good dude. Yeah,
I think it was Doug. If he's listening, I think – oh, God, what was it? Me and Shane, or me and Cahagas, he was refereeing our match, and I was supposed to do my finish on the chair, and Doug kicked the chair out of the ring. he forgot that or something. I don't know, but he thought he was doing good by, you know, getting it out of the way.
Right.
I actually needed it there to plant the guy on it, and he kicked it out of the way. And I think that was the finish. I can't remember, but I'm sure Doug, if he's listening, he'll remember that.
It's a funny story. Yeah. Good guy. I appreciate Doug, and it was always good to see him and be in the same locker room as him. So, all right, this next guy is honestly one of the nicest guys I know as far as a wrestler goes. He just recently actually retired from in-ring action to be on the silver screen. He's actually got a part in the upcoming Iron Claw film. So if you go see that, you'll see our buddy Cassidy Riley.
Hey, Wolfie, Cassidy Riley here. I just wanted to take a minute and wish you a happy 50th birthday. Man, I can't believe you're going to be 50. Man, that's old. Well, I guess we're both getting old, and I guess it beats the alternative, right? Seriously, though, from the bottom of my heart, I want you to know I cherish our friendship, and I adore all the times that we got to spend in the ring together, and I hope you have a fantastic birthday. Happy birthday, my friend.
He said that's old.
No, that's great, right?
He ain't too much younger than me, I don't think.
No, he's not. He's always kept himself in shape and done a lot of funny things. That story that Chase told that on his episode, man, that was funny because he, you know, the hot dog gimmick, man, that was crazy. So
yeah. Yeah. Cassie's a good dude. Like I said, when he was on with us, man, I guess it was the first time I met him down in Louisiana. We worked at a casino and wrestled each other. Had a real good match. And then I remember us talking about him getting ready to do the dive, and he fell trying to jump over.
Yeah, that is funny, man. Yeah, good guy. I can't wait to see that movie, too, by the way. I hope he's got a great part in it. All right, the next one, well, I'm just going to let it play.
Wolfie D, what's up, buddy? It's your boy, Alan Funk, Quee-wee from WCW, man. Just wanted to wish you much success on your podcast. I know it's going great, but also I want to wish you a happy 50th birthday, bro. You're getting old, the old 5-0, and if you don't like this birthday message, so what? I really don't care.
He likes to quote that, don't he?
He does. He loves it, man. Yeah. So I got to point out something real quick. So no matter what your collegiate affiliation is, Alan Funk is a massive Ohio State fan, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you listen to that game in the background, he actually recorded that during the Ohio State-Michigan game, man. Oh. So that tells you how much he cares about you, bro, because
it sounded like he was somewhere like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He definitely really likes you if he recorded a message for during that time, you know. So I can't even get you to text me back during a Titans game or a Vols game. So, you know,
yeah, well, I don't know, with the Titans right now, you could probably distract me pretty easily, but
got it.
Not going well.
Yeah. Well, these next guys love you to absolute death. And this is cool, man, because these guys, when I started in Nashville at the NWA main event for Mike Porter, these guys were there with me. I actually worked my first and probably best wrestling match ever against one of these guys. But I'm going to let them play because they love you to death. And it's I think you'll hear that.
Happy birthday, Wolfie. I wouldn't change any of my time with you for any amount of money in the world. It was some of the absolute best times of my wrestling career. And I just, you don't often get to team and learn with your heroes. And I was very lucky to get to do that with you. You know, if you would have told young Kerry I would have been kicking it with Wolfie D, it would have blown his mind, let alone going to his house after work, going to go lift weights and then go train wrestling and learn how to become an awesome professional wrestler. You know, I had a couple proud moments in my early career, but one of the coolest ones I had is when we did the thing with you, Charles and Nick and myself as like the new faces of like Tennessee wrestling for NWA Saw. And we were wearing your school t-shirts and like being in that moment and being in the ring with you was just something at the time that I could have been pinched. You know, it was like a dream. You know, I can comfortably say there would be no Kerry Awful or the Carnies if not for Wolfie D and taking that time with us so early on. So happy birthday, Wolfie. I can't wait to hear Zadie stories from you again.
Wolfie, I just wanted to wish you a very happy 50th. Thank you for everything you've done for me personally and professionally. For your birthday, I decided to throw you a very big fireworks celebration.
Wow, I must say I've never had anyone shoot fireworks for me.
So This is what's awesome. So obviously they love you, man, that you trained them for a little while, or you trained with them, or seasoned them up a little bit.
Right.
But these are two guys I definitely think we need to get on a podcast sometime in the future, just because of how much they adore you. And honestly, how tight, you know, into my early part of my time in the business they were. So, you know, Carrie and Nick are the Carneys, and most of the people know them nationally now as very high profile indie talents. Yeah. And, you know, would love to see them doing more. I think they recently worked stuff for NWA, and I'm just proud of them and happy to see that they're working still. And yeah, just
cool, man. They used to come to the school out in Murfreesboro when I started it out there. And like you said, like, I didn't train either one of them, but I did, you know, help them a lot as far as teaching them how to take it to that next level.
Yeah, and they did, and they've tried their best with all of it, and I've always loved their gimmick. They had a great one as Team IOU with the boy and his dog. That was just such an original gimmick, I thought, and, on, you know, especially taking advantage of Nick's boyish young looks and Carrie's rugged gargoyle-like looks, you know, with that mask and everything, and they cared about their part of the business, and that's something that I highly respect, and I definitely am petitioning to get them on the podcast sometime in the future, man, because I think they're great guys, and I think it would be a great interview, especially for the indie fans that love and adore them. So, yeah.
Very Carrie, cool.
You know, what was funny is, so Carrie sent me his, and then I think Nick felt obligated at that point to get it in quick. And so what happens is Nick's like, hey, man, I'm at Disney right now, and he sent it to me. And he was doing it during the fireworks ending at Magic Kingdom.
Okay. Which, okay.
You know, so Carrie said a lot of awesome things about how much you mean to him. But also, Nick is like, hey, I didn't say enough. And here's what Nick said. You'll pop for this. He says, I've been at Disney and it slipped my mind. I suck. I'm sorry. I said, man, that's awesome. He's going to love it. And he says, it's so half-assed. And I hate that because Wolfie doesn't do anything half-assed. No. But I wanted to get it to you. And the fireworks were going off and I figured it would work. You know, so, you know, and it's awesome.
Nick, you're the only person that's ever shot fireworks for me. So
exactly. There you go. And check this out. So Carrie sent this cool story. He was like, I almost told the story about the first time I had a singles match with him, and the finish was a torture rack. He basically gave me a burning hammer in Murfreesboro. And so he says, when I was a kid and watched Wolfie Man, he was just the epitome of cool. He would call Jamie sometimes, and when I would drop him off at home, and I would be marking out so hard that they were on the phone while I was in the car. Wolfie is and always will be one of the realest dudes I've ever met in wrestling. So that's pretty cool, man.
I appreciate that. I try to keep it real.
you do a pretty good job. Unless I'm like bugging you about a guest or something, you know.
Yeah.
So we've got three more. And if somebody's missing, it wasn't for the lack of trying. Let me just say that. So the next one, I think, came in under the wire. I was actually finished with the messages, and it came in very late at night, which is par for the course for this man. But I think it's important because he was one of our top guests. Great episode with him, and I'm going to let it play. I think I had to chase after this one, let's just say.
Wolfie Dee. Chase Stevens, out here turning the big 5-0. Who would have thought he's going to make the 50? I didn't think he's going to make 50. I didn't think I was going to let see you make 50. So here we are, 5-0, it's your birthday. What are we going to do? We're going to celebrate, get together, see how this all works out, man. That's what I think we should do. Wolfie, happy 50th birthday. I'm glad I made it. I'm glad to be here. Glad you get to hear me, hear my voice over and over and over again, tell you happy birthday. Hopefully you get, you know, another 50 more underneath your belt, and I'll be still be a little bit behind you, so hopefully I'll live long enough to see you make 100. Talk to you later, bro. Happy birthday.
I think you recorded that on a Nokia brick phone, but it worked.
That one came in late at night, huh?
Very late at night, like let's just say 2:30 in the morning. And yes, I was up working on the podcast, but I tell you, this I was impressed because I'd given up hope on getting him in. There were two that I tried incredibly hard to get that I did not think I was going to get. And in fact, I was like giving up hope on either one of them, and his came in like a beacon in the night, you know. It was like, holy crap, he actually made it. But he always told me, he was like, I'm gonna get you one, man. I'm sorry, I'm busy, I gotta do this, whatever. And he was always saying that he was gonna do it, so I believed him. It was just wow, literally late last
night. I will plug this though. I think everybody needs to know this. Chase and I are gonna do a thing in Glasgow, Kentucky. It's at a bar, and it's going to be, we're going to tell road stories, just, you know, kind of the stories that I tell on here, that Chase has told on here, but we're going to do it, you know, setting up on a little stage area and almost like a little comedy gimmick, but it'll be funny, but we're also telling stories that are probably hard for some folks to believe.
Yeah.
So that's on, what did I say, Jimmy? February
2nd? Is it February 2nd?
3rd, maybe? I can't remember. It's a Friday night. I'll post it on, because that's a ways out.
Yeah. But we'll make sure that, you know, we'll
get it all right and get the address to the place and all that.
It's actually Friday, February 2nd, the Crow's Nest. It's okay. in Glasgow, Kentucky. I think it says 128 South Public Square, Glasgow, Kentucky. Anyway, dude, Chase and Wolfie, it's going to be a lot. You know, so many guys do these. You know, Mick Foley, Jake the Snake. I mean, uh-huh. Roddy Piper did them. And I love the idea. I think it'll be hilarious. All I beg is that you please record it.
Oh, we're going to record it. I've already made sure of that.
Okay. Cool. And then, yeah, we can play that on the show, because I think the people that can't make it that night. Now, don't let that stop you from going, because I guarantee you these stories will not be as funny on the podcast as they are live. You know what I mean?
Right.
just zero chance of that. But when it comes down to it, I love the idea, and I think it would be incredible to be there. So, yeah. All right. These next two are very important men to you and at very different times in your life. And I think they're two great guys, absolutely great guys that I think would give the shirt off their back to you. This first one, you know, he's a very busy man. You know, some would say the WWE works him like a dog.
It's me. It's the D-O-double-G. And one of my good friends is turning 50. And his name is Wolfie D. Wolfie, I just want to say, man, half a century. You made it. And truth be told, me and you both probably shouldn't have. I thank God that I did, and I thank God that you did too. Happy birthday, my friend. Happy birthday, Wolfie D. The big 5-0, man. Can you get AARP yet?
That's awesome.
Dude, yeah. Yeah. The
incredible human being. Love him to death.
Man, he really is. And I tell you, you know, he really was receptive to the idea and was just like, hey, I'm doing this. And he was actually like on SmackDown that night. And yeah. He was replying to me, and I don't know that it was live. I'm saying I think I texted him before that, but he was actually doing commentary on SmackDown that night live.
Wow.
And then I'm like, okay, it's the weekend, and then the Thanksgiving. I know it's a busy time for him. He was like, please remind me like immediately after the holiday. And I said, I got you, man. And I did. And boom, there it is. He was awesome. So thank you, Road Dog. Thank you for helping make this show awesome. So, well, we got one more. And I'm going to complain a little bit because I should have two more, but I don't. And if someone you don't hear, this is all I'm going to say, okay? If you don't hear this someone, I promise you I tried. I promise you. So,
okay. So, I mean, you know I'm no fucking dummy. So let me guess. Jamie did not come through for you.
Yeah, Jamie was going to be the last one on the show.
That's just Jamie.
So, I mean, dude, it's kind of ruined my week, bro, because I was going to say, okay, we can end this with Jamie. It'll be perfect. But I was dead. My wife was like, what's wrong? And I'm like, it would be so just ridiculous for me to explain to you what's bugging me right now. She would be like, why are you twisted about that?
Yeah,
but it really bothered me because, first of all, how hard I tried to get it. And I know there's a ton of Jamie fans listening to this show right now. And I love Jamie. I think he's great. I appreciate everything. But man, I really tried, bro. I'm sorry about that.
Well, you know, I've been let down by Jamie. It's okay. Let's continue on.
Well, the last one on the show, and you'll hear why I had to save him for the last, but also I think he's possibly like one of your newest best friends.
Yeah.
And on Thanksgiving Day. Yeah, and on Thanksgiving Day, you called me up with him in a three-way phone call, and dude, that just made my day, man. So, yeah. Well, anyway, let's go ahead and play Mr. Dirty White Boy.
Hello. This here is DWB, the Dirty White Boy, and I've got something to say about Wolfie D. Now, he's always come around, hey, old man, you old fart, you this, you that, you know, you old man. Well, now, I understand it's his 50th birthday. So, old man, you old fart. I love it. I've been waiting for a long time to say this to you, you old fart. But anyway, what else I want to wish you for a happy birthday is this right here, and you can't get this from anybody else. You can't get this from any kind of other superstar in the world but this. Happy birthday to you. A happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Wolfie, yo fart. Happy birthday to you. I love you, brother. Happy birthday.
That's great.
Yeah, right. Isn't that amazing?
He sang to me. No wonder you say that for last, because he actually sang.
I'm saying, bro. And the passion of that dude. I mean,
he's dirty a great individual, man.
He is. I will attest to that. The fact that, I mean, the fact that he just acts, you don't understand. I mean, I think you understand, because it's almost like just getting to know someone that was such a part of my childhood wrestling fandom. It's just crazy, man, because it really is that to know that not only would he reply to my text message and say, yeah, of course I'll do that. Call me right now, you know, and then he sang to you, bro. I mean, he loves you, man. And
yeah,
you know,
man,
we love him, dude. You know,
he's awesome, man. And like you said, I wish that me and him would have gotten to be around each other more back in the day, just because of how well we get along now. You know,
yeah.
You know, at 2 o'clock, don't call me because I'm talking to him.
I know. Yeah.
Talk about 2 or 3 times a week now.
We've even been recording. Cool. Yeah, we've even been recording, and you know, he said something to the effect of like, okay, well, Dirty's calling me, hold on just a second. And I'm like, okay, I'll just hang up and you'll call me back, because I don't want to impede on that. But no, you know why I saved him for last, you know, because that was definitely, and those were not the order of things, people bringing them in, because I would have played Chase last had that been that way. Yeah. But anyway, I don't want this to be a negative thing. I want that to be a positive thing.
I'm flattered, Jimmy. I'm flattered about, from, you know, your thoughtfulness of putting it together. And then to the people that replied to you and actually, you know, sent you something, you know, that's nice for people to take a few minutes out of their day to wish me a happy birthday. I appreciate that. And like a lot of them said, hell, I'm surprised I made it this long. And we're still not quite there yet. But
yeah, exactly.
I really do. That's nice, man. Because as you get older, man, you know, you don't get a lot for your birthday. You're lucky to get people to say happy birthday to you, much less gifts or anything like that. So I must say that's a very special, you know, all of that was special. All of it. I'm kind of at a loss for words for it, to what to say to it. But it was very thoughtful, and I appreciate it. I appreciate, like I said, everybody that got back with you and did it. And, you know, the ones that didn't, maybe they were too busy doing other things. But I won't go any further than that. But, man, thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, fellow wrestlers and friends and all that stuff, man. I really appreciate it. I guess, Jimmy, we still doing Ask Wolfie Anything?
I mean, it is your birthday, but what would a show be without putting you to somewhat work, you know? So yeah. You got by on not having to book any guests on this one, so I'm going to put you to work just for a minute, okay? So, yeah, all right. We'll be right back with Ask Wolfie D Anything on this very special Wolfie's 50th birthday celebration episode. DJ.
Wait a minute, Jimmy. Wait, before you go. Wait, man. Hold on, man. You know what? You thought I was going to no-show, didn't you? Man, how can I no-show my partner of 30 years, like that hubcap says, 30 years PG-30's been together. And that means, Wolfie, you were 20-year-old kid when I put you under my wing and took you to the top with me, brother. But I just want to say I wouldn't have wanted to do it with nobody else. And happy birthday, Wolf. 50 years old, man. Welcome to the old man grumpy stage. I love you, buddy. Happy birthday, man.
All right, guys. After this break, we'll be right back. Hit the music.
All right, we are back with Ask Wolfie D Anything on this very special 50th birthday celebration for you, Wolfie. Again, happy birthday, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. So we got a cool couple of questions here we're going to ask you about, see what you think. So the very first one is, you know, I think this is a good question to start with because I think it's kind of, you know, you've answered these randomly throughout the time, but I think this is a good question, especially being that it's your birthday. So Steve Thomas on Facebook asked this question. He says, name one dream match as a fan and one as a worker.
Now the fan probably be harder than anything, but I mean, as a worker, I mean, obviously I've said that I wish I could have got to work Randy Savage. That would be my worker dream match. And as a fan, so as far as me being a fan, I don't know if I've said it on here before, but I'm a fan of Rhea Ripley. I think she's just got something special about her. And maybe her against somebody like Sherry Martel.
Oh,
that would
dude.
Be like a pretty cool match, I think.
Yes, that's a killer match, actually.
Sherry and Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, even though a lot of our listeners may only remember Sherry as a valet or whatever, dude, she was an awesome wrestler.
She worked like a dude. She was one of the first girls that worked like a dude, in my opinion.
Yeah. And let it be known to this, okay? I will say this. I was recently at a house show. It was the WWE Super Show in Johnson City, Tennessee. And the women's matches, they hit harder than the dudes these days, man. I'm saying. And they had a very inventive finish too. I really liked. So it was a three-way: Bianca, Charlotte, and Io Sky, the current women's champion. And it was very inventive because she's like the SmackDown champion or something, or Raw champion. I don't know. Whichever Rhea isn't, she's the other one. Mm-hmm. And so Charlotte does that little figure eight where she like does the figure four, but then she bows her back up, you know, and EO slipped under her and pinned her while she was holding the other girl. I thought that was a very inventive, because I don't typically love three ways, especially. There's only so many ways they can go and stuff like that. And,
right.
You know, I think that was very inventive, especially since she was the champion and they weren't going to change titles in Johnson City. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
And it was very cool the way they did that finish. I was very impressed by that. But anyway, not my question. It was your question. So I like that. So Randy Savage is your dream match as a worker. No duh. Anybody that's listened to any of our episodes knows that. And then as a fan, you would like to have seen Rhea Ripley and Scary Sherry. I love that. That's a great idea, man. I want to see that now, you know? So, yeah.
Well, probably do it on the video game or something.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Well, we started with a tough question, so I'm going to ask you a bit of an easy question here. So, and maybe you just don't know this, but this is an interesting question. So Kyle Vaughn on Facebook, he asked us a lot of great questions. I'm getting through them, Kyle, I promise. So why did Burt Prentice change the name of his promotions like 10 times before finally sticking with USA Wrestling? He says, I love the Music City Wrestling name, theme, and I loved how you were used because it was my first time seeing main events single Wolfie D. But I'm just wondering what would make him change the name so much during those times. It wasn't like really went out of business one week. It was one name and then the next for something else. It was like a year and then he'd change it again. Do you know why he would do that?
Well, you got to figure that Music City is going to regionally put you in Nashville, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's to where, you know, he would run Jackson and he would run outside of Memphis. So the name itself limits you kind of, in my opinion, even though, you know, he kind of based it out of Nashville. He did, at the end, get away from Nashville with the USA Wrestling. He didn't run Nashville that much, if ever. The end. So, I'm trying to think of other names that he had and stuff, but I can't, you know, come. I can't think of them right offhand. But, you know, that would be the only thing I could think of, really. Other than, and I'm sure Bert didn't go as far to register these as an actual business or anything like that.
Right. Exactly.
So that would just be my opinion, man. And just, you know, I kind of just. Certain names can put you regionally instead of what you want to do, you know, bigger. If that makes sense, you know.
It does, absolutely. Because at that point, he wasn't working Music City. He was working he was working the territory around it, you know. Right. And yeah, that makes a lot of sense, actually, and explains it very well. But I did love the name Music City Wrestling. But again, if you're not running Nashville, it makes no sense. Even going far back, he was all about the regional names early on because I think he broke away from USWA, whether he got fired or he left under dispute and started Ozark Mountain Wrestling.
Yeah, Ozark Mountain.
And I think Bill Dundee went with him. Was that around the picture table time? Maybe
somewhere around in there. Yeah.
anyway, don't quote me on that time frame, listeners. But when it comes down to it, I think that that's a good. I think that's a good and reasonable answer without having Bert here to tell us exactly why.
Yeah, so, I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Yeah. Okay. The third and final question on this once and for all 50th birthday celebration episode is from Matthew Stromberg in an email. And he asked this question because it dawned on me, and I think Matthew's thinking the same way. You've been in two great factions. You're kind of what you would call a faction guy in a way. You were in Nation of Domination, and you were also in the Disciples of the New Church. You were even in OVW or the Disciples of Sin. Let me ask you that, since that just came up. Did you name the Disciples of the New Church? And you probably didn't name the Disciples of Sin, right?
Nope.
So it's just odd, don't you think, a little bit, that you were Slash in both disciple groups,
right? Yeah,
but you had nothing to do with the name in either one of them.
Mm-mm, nothing. I don't know really who did.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously Cornette would have been the one to come up with Disciples of Sin, but then
I really
don't know who came up with the Disciples of the New Church and if they had any prior knowledge to, you know, the OVW faction, which you'd almost think they would have, but who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I may be killing a future top 10 by asking this question, but I do want to maybe do a top 10 because it'll be able to stretch it out a little more. But Matthew is asking, in your opinion, what is the greatest faction of all time?
The Four Horsemen.
Right. It's tough not to call them that, right?
I mean, because they were that. I don't think they're. I mean, yeah, there was kind of factions or whatever, but I don't know. I was the Four Horsemen, and you just knew somebody was going to save Flair from losing, and you know what I mean? Just that was a thing back then.
And it kind of set the mold. Jim Hart's
first family.
Yeah.
And all that stuff, but nah, it's got to be the Horsemen. They were dominant and everything.
You know, it's funny. The first family definitely predates the Horsemen for sure. But when it comes down to it, that was kind of like a revolving door of people, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily, I mean, there were certain set wrestlers in that, but it was a revolving door of the heels for Lawler to work, you know?
Right.
You know, and so that was always the beauty of that. But also, the Horsemen kind of set a mold for a lot of factions after that, as far as, you know, I mean, maybe some people would call the Freebirds a faction because it's more than two, but, you know, I don't know. I think the Horsemen are the greatest. I agree with you. But if you think about it, you had the champion, you had the tag team, you had the up and comer, and that was kind of the beauty of it. And that if you look at the early, you know, NWO, you had Hogan the champion, the Outsiders the tag team, and X-Pac as the up-and-comer, you know. Yeah. And DX had that similar mold too, especially with Triple H the champion, New Age Outlaws, and then, you know, X-Pac as the up-and-comer. So, I mean, anyway, what I mean by that is the Horsemen kind of were very not only revolutionary with it, but they set a mold that was copied for years to come, you know.
Yeah,
so, sure. And then, you know, I love the Horsemen too, man. You know, the Paul Roma, you know, years, I don't know, the Benoit Malenko. I mean, it got a little watered down, even though there were some incredible talents in them.
Right.
If we're talking, I mean, what's your favorite Horseman if you had to pick?
I'm trying to think who was the four before Luger got in, because I feel like when Luger got in, that was when I was kind of like, okay, they're changing this up too much or something. I can't remember.
Ole Arn, Tully, and Rick, and then J.J. Dillon as the manager, and then Lex came in. You know, the one that the WWE thinks of, because I guess Ole is so burnt so many bridges or whatever, but they always say the Barry Windham version is the one that is the...
Well, see, I like that too. With Barry
Windham. I do too. Yeah, I do too. Then you had Arn and Tully as the tag, and then Rick was the champion.
Yeah. So I would go with that one right there.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with the first one, but I do love the Barry one too. But there's something about that very first with those guys, you know, Ole and Arn and Tully as the guy. And anyway, I love them all, and I definitely agree with you on the Horseman, man. But, you know, I was just thinking as he asked that question, I was like, holy crap, this is actually a really good guy to ask, because you've been in a couple factions that were really cool. So, Yeah. Anyway, well, that is all for it today, brother. I'm going to let you go enjoy your week and hopefully have a great birthday, eat some cake.
Yes, I would like cake.
Sleep late, eat cake, and make some money, or whatever Reggie B. Fine says. But anyway,
low budgets.
And I tried to get Reggie, but no reply, by the way. Yeah. And I'm not going to dog any other people. Well,
but anyway, thank you everybody that participated and sent me well wishes and happy birthdays and all that good stuff. Thank you, Jimmy, for doing it. And I hope that everybody that listened, you know, got a kick out of some of those and all that good stuff. If anybody wants to send me money, for my birthday, just holler. But
seriously.
I'll take gifts too, whatever. But thank you guys for listening, and tune in again next week. We'll see what we got. Maybe we'll have Wolfie's 50th Christmas celebration or something. Anyway, thank you guys, and sincerely, thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, buddy. You're welcome.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Give Me Back My Pro Wrestling, the podcast that's based on the old school but can still help you find the good stuff from today. Jimmy Street and the Plastic Sheik, Jared, are the undisputed tag team champions of the wrestling podcast world. From thought-provoking topics to superstar interviews to action figure expertise, this team does it all. And all they ask is, give me back my pro wrestling! Every other Thursday, wherever you listen to podcasts.
That's right. It's the talk of Middle Tennessee, the channel you love to hate and the channel you hate to love. It's Brian Turner from Brian Turner's VHS Rehab. And if you're looking for matches from Wolfie D to Jerry Lawler to Dusty Rhodes and the team that put a pimp before your eyes and a goatee between your thighs, Boudica and Athena, go to LostWrestling.com. See, I made it easy for you. Brian Turner's VHS Rehab. Booyah!
Join me, Gene Jackson, for the Jackson Interaction Podcast, where I'll be doing one-on-one interviews with people from the world of professional wrestling, as well as stand-up comedy. You can get them anywhere podcasts are available in both video and audio form, but you can find them all at GeneJacksonPod.com.
Hey, 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 it's the Heat Miser Scotty Blaze. Now I'm inviting all of y'all to join me on my brand new podcast, Turning Up the Heat with the Heat Miser Scotty Blaze. So what are you waiting for? Come on over and join me. I'll be covering all the events of the day, global, national, pop culture, movies, gaming, whatever sounds interesting. But I'll also be playing some awesome skating shuffle music from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s. Anything that has a good beat, I'm going to be playing it. You can rest assured. Come on over, tuthradio.com. The podcast is on every major podcast platform. See you then.
This is your rock star ring announcer, Aaron Camaro. I'm a man who believes the two greatest art forms ever created are professional wrestling and heavy rock music. So when I'm not hosting the best parties that also happen to be live professional wrestling shows, I'm hosting the Decibel Geek Podcast. Decibel Geek is a weekly podcast that features discussions of all things rock. We're talking the Beatles, the Stones, Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix, Black Sabbath, Kiss, Ozzy, Motley Crue, Guns N' Roses, Metallica, Alice in Chains, Pantera, and everything in between. Plus, we'll turn you on to new bands from today that have the same spirit and style that the legends do. Decibel Geek is hosted by myself along with Rockin' Pod founder Chris Sinzak, and each week you'll get interviews with famous musicians and industry insiders along with informative, entertaining, humorous, and insightful discussions, and most importantly, a passion for the music. So if you love to rock out as much as I do, then this is your invitation to the greatest rock and roll party in all of podcasting. It's Decibel Geek, and it's available right now on all major podcast platforms. Oh yeah.
So that was another great episode. Hey, Wolfie, tell them where they can find you on social media.
Jimmy, they can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. I'm just kidding. They can find me on Facebook. My personal page is Warren Wolf, W-O-L-F-E. I'm on Instagram, at WarrenWolf13.
You can always find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, at LiveWolfieD. Here's the thing. Wolfie always has offers for his autographed photos. He has a selection of some awesome photos from throughout his career that he will autograph and personalize any way that you want him to. Just contact him either directly at his personal Facebook page or through any one of our other pages, and we'll make sure you get in contact directly with Wolfie. Get those photos, right, Wolfie?
Yeah, I've got some good stuff on there, you know, to help with the podcast.
Folks, if you can't get out to a show to meet Wolfie D, there's nothing like that, especially for the fans of PG-13 and Wolfie D. And before we go, you can always find me, your host, Jimmy Street, at James Rock Street on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube.
And hey, Jimmy, before we go real quick, I just want to add in there, from the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate, first of all, the work you've done for this podcast. You have worked your butt off. Secondly, the people that are liking the page. Beyond that, even more, is the people that are listening. And we really appreciate that.
Yeah, and remember, guys, the podcast drops a new episode every Monday at noon, and our past episodes are streaming now on demand on all major podcast formats. Thanks again.
I got a cap for your dome.
He got a cap for your dome.
I got a cap for your dome.
He got a cap for your dome.
For your dome. And here we go. The original white boy that came out sagging, not bragging, don't be hating, cause I'm spitting the truth. Still livin' in color. Plum rush your mother. Utilize a hubcap. I'm like any other. Back in the day, I was N-O-D, and I was P to the G, plus the 1 and the 3. In case you forgot, they call me Wolfie D. Been cloned and copied so many times. Tired of suckers taking.
what is mine. You know who you are without me name dropping. Wrestling's first white boy coming out hip hop. Been doing it like this since 92. Laid low for a while when you thought I was through. Listen real close to these rhymes that I've injected. This shit's so sick it makes your ears get infected. Mad skills, no faking, that is no one great. Cause I'm bringing more folks from over one or later. Not here to play games, so you better beware. You don't like me, so what?
I really don't care.
Like time I keep ticking and I can't be stopped. You suck a step to the side unless you wanna get dropped. When I finish, I'll straight knock you out. Please allow me to tell you what it's all about. I'm gonna wind it up, then I'm driving it home. It's Rookie D, baby. Huh, I got a cap for your dome.
You got a cap for your dome.
You got a cap for your dome. You got a cap for your dome.
This has been a James Rock Street production.